Go ahead.
Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana Uriya Pla Loshen Ela B'Shabbasu Tiyan Tovim Hoel Va'anim Perveya Sudasa Alayayim Amal B'Sharim Osu Shana Rebarach Al Kol Kos B'Tarach.
Okay. So what is the issue over here? What's the question? I mean, you made a bracha. It's not like Suda. I was by beforehand, we were involved in questions of if you make hamotzi, and then you have peiros in the middle of the meal, do you need another bracha on the peiros? But that's because it's a question of are the peiros considered part of the Suda? You made a bracha of hamotzi. How does hamotzi pater bar priates? Only if the food is considered part of that Suda, right? But here you make it's the same thing. You're making a bracha on the yayin, right? And it's just yayin again. You already made a bar priya gafen. You just make another bar priya gafen. You understand? It's a different question. It's not like a question of is it part of the kviyas of the Suda. It's the same thing. It's shi'as yayin. So what's the question? Why should you need to make a bracha twice?
Wait, la'achar amagum here means like b'socha Suda?
No. That's what I said before. After the meal, they would continue. They would take away the table and they would continue drinking, and they'd have the desserts, right? The parparos, the kisnin, what?
Before benching,
correct.
Just that they drink the wine with the intention of making hamotzi, just to go back to say that whether the motzi would be put there on the post bracha.
No, this is a question of the motzi is never pot this very, very often. Because that's the Gemara says.
No, but I'm saying, but the initial bracha is actually not necessarily before to be Mekayim the mitzvah of saying Al-Priya Gafen, but you're talking about the sort of like that beginning in the enjoyment of the meal.
That's right.
So it's technically a synthesis of the prime of the meal. So would the hamotzi work post?
The hamotzi would work on what?
We're not talking about the Al Priya Gafen. We're talking about the pleasure of having a pre-wine tasting.
So they would have a pre-wine. They'd have a pre-wine, and what do you say? An aperitif. They'd have a wine before the meal, right? A wine before the meal. So that definitely needs a Al Priya Gafen, correct? Right. So that's the first thing you're doing. Then they'd have the meal, right? And then they would have like a dessert wine. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The first wine will cover the dessert wine. The pre-meal wine will cover the dessert wine. Okay? But the Gemara is saying only on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
What's wrong with the hamotzi? How can the hamotzi doesn't cover the yayin?
Oh, because hamotzi never covers the yayin.
Right.
Well, for two reasons. First of all, it's after the Suda. So we say hamotzi only covers things in the Suda. Once you remove the table, and that kvias of Suda is over, it's not going to cover anything else. Because the hamotzi, it's like we were saying before, the hamotzi, the bread is koveya, an entity of meal. But there's an end to that entity. Once that entity is over, nothing else is going to be included in it. If you have a dessert, that's not called part of the meal. Because they say the meal goes until you're full. Dessert is like an extra thing. You want to have a good tasting meal at the end. That's really just for pleasure. The meal is really for satiation. Dessert is really for pleasure.
So you have to bench, then you do dessert.
You don't have to bench. That's a good question. Why you don't have to bench? Because the benching will cover the dessert too. Because the benching just goes on whatever you feel satisfied by. It does add to it, but that's not the main reason. So we'll require a new bracha rishona. But the wine will require a new bracha rishona.
Right. The acharona.
Will be covered by the benching. Correct. But so that's one reason why bar priya gafen won't be covered by hamotzi, because it's after the meal. I was talking about. But the other thing is the Gemara says even if you drink the wine in the meal, and normally anything you drink is considered part of the suda, the separate halacha by yayin. It's considered so chashuv that it requires its own shevach. That's another thing we discussed once. Yeah. But anyway, so here it's talking about the wine. But why? But that's what I was saying. See, that's what I was saying before. Saying, if you say that the hamotzi won't cover the yayin, I understand, because the hamotzi's on the suda, then the suda's over. But here it's shesias yayin, shesias yayin. It's the same activity. So why shouldn't it work?
Didn't he have in mind for the yayin suda?
All right, so let's see. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Go ahead, Rashi. So the Gemara says it's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because you're koveya sudasu alayayin. What does that mean?
By the way, that's how we hold today?
that what?
That you don't have to make a bracha like on Shabbos Yontov. If you have a, like Kiddush, right? So if
right.
you have wine later during the meal, you don't have to make another bracha.
That's right. Go ahead. Do the Rashi.
Lo shamed yanshel b'mazon poter shalach mazon elo b'shabbosos didaito gleishev achar hamazon delishtos.
Right. See, so Rashi is saying, what's the question? It's just a question of Yadas. Just a question of Yadas.
Intent.
Intent. Okay. Did I have in mind, when I made this bracha before the meal on the yayin, did I have in mind that I would also be drinking after the meal? And so, he's saying, just saying practically, it's funny, go on. He's just saying, practically speaking, the only time they drank so much wine was in Shabbos and Yom Tov. But what
and
about
Purim.
The rest of the year?
B'sharim al Hashanah, if you didn't make
well, then they wouldn't have the meal. But then what?
But B'sharim al Hashanah, if you did have it.
Go ahead, I'll call coast for coast. See, he says that's a separate thing. That's called nimlach. Nimlach means a change of mind. It says, during the rest of the year, every coast you have, it's like the last coast. And then if you have another coast, it's like a new shesiyah. So it's a funny thing. It's just this Gemara is just defining
a
question of
Yadas.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I mean, what's the Chiddush over here? It's just a question. If you have in mind to drink more wine, you don't need to make the bracha. If you don't have in mind, you need to make the bracha. I mean, what's the Chiddush? Not much of a Chiddush over here. So you must say though that what?
There's the question of whether starting the Suda is going to be a mafsik between the...
No, that doesn't seem to be... that doesn't have to... He says it's havi kin nimlach. It's like nimlach. Not exactly nimlach, it's like nimlach. What does that mean? It's an interesting question. You see, it seems like the guy's having... is just stamdas, right? He's not really thinking necessarily about anything. He's just sitting and he's going to make the... he's not having conscious. He's not consciously thinking. I'm gonna drink more wine afterwards or not.
Let's say there's a menu list, and like you, let's say there's a syllabus of what you were gonna eat.
Right.
And you would know, like after that, you would have the wine. And after that, you would have this.
That's right. So that's what seems to be saying over here, that the das goes by the program, right? The das, you don't have to have consciously in mind. I'm gonna drink the yayin now and drink the yayin later, but you know it's a Shabbos meal.
That's what they do. That's what they did.
That's what they do.
You do today.
That's why the Gaonim, they added other cases. Like, I don't know, and apparently they used to do bloodletting. Right? And the Gemara said after bloodletting, they would have a big meal with the yayin. So the Gaonim said the same thing. If it was a day that you did the bloodletting, it also automatically includes the yayin after that. Because you know you're going to sit down to have a big meal.
But what happens if you had the intent of having the yayin at the end, but you decided not to?
That's not a problem.
No, it's
definitely because you
already drank wine. I mean, it's not
right. Because
like
we said, I mean, that's a good question. But we said that the way it works really is that you're making the bracha on the whole kvias. You're not making the bracha's not going on everything you drink. The bracha's going only on the first thing you drink. The first thing you drink is the beginning of the activity. The rest is just an extension. So however long or short it is, it doesn't really make a difference. But on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, that you're koveya sudoso al yayin. What does it mean, koveya sudoso al yayin? It's a funny expression, isn't it? What do you mean, you're koveya sudoso al yayin?
I thought we held that we...
We're not koveya. What?
Or is that a question of whether there's...
So Rashi's saying what it means is that you have in mind that what you're going to drink later. V'chi baruch b'reisha adayt d'hachi baruch. So what does it mean, koveya sudas al yayin?
Sounds like you have a set order. I mean, like the way that you would be koveya al yayin and then you'd have the meal and then you'd have the thing. I mean that before you even had that first sip, you knew the way the meal was going to play out, so you knew where the government was going to be.
All right. I mean, it's a funny expression. You just say that you have that you drink a wine after the Suda. Right? According to Rashi, it's just a question of you mean there's a real kvius. I mean, the yayin has a set order. You want to say?
It's saying as a result of the halacha of Kaveh Sudaso Ala Yayin, there becomes an order. So since there is that order, that then pushes aside this problem. Meaning, it's not like stemming from the halacha of Kaveh Sudaso Ala Yayin, you get this concept, but rather that creates an accidental feature which then helps this situation.
I mean, the thing is, what does it have to do with the Suda? Right? It just has to do with how much wine you can drink. You can drink the wine before, you can drink the wine after.
So she just said you can have wine during the meal. That's what
no,
you
no,
do.
No, we're not talking about the wine during the meal. That's right. Wine during the meal is a separate question. The wine after the meal. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the Gemara about that causes the dam. I think they're going to add another case.
Just factually, why does Shabbat and Yom make it that his das is to sit after and do it? Apparently they did this, they always did this, right?
But in that case, how come it can be an extension of the shulchan if they take away the table and then they do a different shulchan?
The, you mean they should need another bracha? Or you shouldn't need
another bracha? No, I'm saying that they shouldn't need another bracha. I'm saying if there was a common place to actually have one shulchan and at the end you would move over to a different table.
No, they would remove the table from in front of them. They had little tables. Everyone had their own individual.
Fine, but in that case, if it was such a customary thing that it would be expected, then why wouldn't it be sort of like a continuum of the initial shulchan?
So that you...
That you wouldn't be required to be a separate meal because it, technically speaking, it's sort of like the bracha achrona would be like the benching. The benching would encompass even the dessert, which we know already, so why can't it be sort of like a continuum, like one consecutive meal, even though
seem,
a separate
it
table?
Would, it would seem
what is it, the physicality of that, the actual shulchan?
No, the shulchan was only an indication that the real eating was over.
Right.
But the drinking, apparently, they continue without a shulchan.
And how long was the wait between that and the
eating
dessert?
And
so it's consecutive.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, why would you say that there'd be a lacuna between the first and the second? Why can't you just say that? All right, fine. It's expected. It's not like sort of like we're waiting a couple of minutes or a couple of half hour before we're going to have the second meal. We're actually having this and then that, sort of like as like the at the prelude.
Right. But the question is, when you make the first Bray Bray Guffin, right? Is it going to cover the second one?
But it's one giant meal, it seems like, because it's not really like you're wasting time in between the first and the second.
It would seem, though, one second, I'm not sure, if, let me just say one second. It would seem what it means if it says that you're koveya sudaso al yayin, it would seem to mean that there really is a kvias of yayin. Now, is this like two, there's like, it was the yayin that they were drinking, that itself was a kvias. It's not like.
Yayin?
Yeah, there is a kvias of shesias yayin with the suda. With the suda, there's like two kvias. There are two tracks going on. There's a kvias of the yayin that starts right away, and then the suda comes in the middle. But when you're done with the suda, you're going back to the kvias of the yayin. But during the regular week, then we never koveya a real shesias yayin. It was just if they had a cup, they would drink it. But it wasn't a separate kvias. What?
On Shabbos Yom Tov, just because Oneg and Simchus.
That's right, because of Oneg and Simchus Yom Tov. But that's why the Gemara says on any other day where they would koveya yayin too.
So when you're saying is that when you koveya the first time, you know already.
No, I'm saying that is a real kvias. You're really sitting down and koveya yourself. I'm setting myself to drink. Setting myself down to drink yayin. The meal is really in the middle of that kvias. When the meal is removed, I still go back to my original kvias. Right? I'm going back to my original activity. I had like an original activity. Then in the middle of it, I brought in the suda. But it's a separate activity. So it's not a hefsek in it. But I can go back to my original kvias. That's why it's all included in one bracha. It's not like three steps. It's really like two separate tracks.
You're saying there's no breaks with the meal, so you're just gonna it's connected.
Yeah,
because
you're still drinking
yayin
in the meal too. It's just it's not as intense. It's not as
and shikaring.
What's that?
And shikaring.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Let's go a little further. Go ahead.
Yitmar Nami Amor Rabo Bar Mori Amor Yeshua Ben Levi Lo Shano Ela B'Shabbos Kas B'Yamin Tovim U'B'Shah Shano Yotzim Yibes Amerchas U'B'Shah Sa'achaz As Dam.
Right.
O'il V'Adam Kuvay Sudas Ola Yaya O'Shari Mas Shano V'Barach Al Kol Coast to Coast.
So you see, it's just a question of the nature of the Suda. If there's a real kvius of the yayin, it doesn't have to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. It has to do with the way they ate. Good.
Well, just why is it that in a regular meal it's kin nimlach? Is this because it's not like a person making?
Because that's what I'm saying. Kin nimlach, it means kin nimlach because there's no kvius. It's not the yayin as a separate activity. If it's the yayin as a separate activity, then I can say anything afterwards is a continuation of this activity. But in the suda, it's just the yayin for the meal. So everything is like a separate. It's like a kin nimlach means because the stam das. I'm not setting myself up to drink wine as an activity.
Meaning that the first one didn't initiate it.
The first one did not initiate it, right. The first one did not
initiate it.
Right.
But what about the other, like another question? For example, when you say apriyah gafen before the meal, is the intent specifically on the bracha of the yayin, or is it considered to be like sort of like I'm making a bracha on like the drink?
Well, that's we'll see. The Gemara gets into a question similar to that. We'll see. But the Rishonim say it depends on the place too. If it's a place where they drink wine is very prevalent, then there's no difference between Shabbos and Kol. It all goes by your habits. Okay, go ahead. Let's go a little further. There's not that much theoretics in this Gemara. Let's see if we can get to the interesting points. Go ahead.
Rava bar Mari ikol lebe Rava b'chol chazia de brich lepe amazon v'hadir brich lachar amazon amar le yasher.
So he did the right thing. He did what? What does it mean lachar amazon? He said what? He made a bracha. Oh, because it was chol.
So be on the safe side. Sure.
It was chol. So by chol we say you have to make a bracha on every coast. Go ahead.
Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ikul lebei Abaye b'Yom Tov chazia de bracha chol kosa v'kosa.
So Abaye did the opposite. On Yom Tov he made a bracha on every cup.
Amar le lo sabar lamar lahad de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi.
So don't you hold your Yishuv ben Levi that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you don't make a new bracha every time? Right.
He
says, no, I really changed my mind. Any rugya lakvo suda aliyayin. So you see from the Gemara that it's all a matter of yodas. So Abaye was not a big drinker. Right? Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he would never drink too much. So okay, today he decided to have an extra cup. But that was like a change in the program. So that's nimlach. Right? Okay, go ahead. Like I said,
it's not necessarily das. It's the customary function of the individual, not necessarily what his intent is of the meal itself.
It's a good question, but it would seem it's hard to imagine that if he intended from the beginning to have two cups of wine, that he'd have to make a bracha on each cup.
Right, but you're saying that it's more like a customary idiosyncratic function.
That's correct. No, it's Abaye. It's like your question of different customs. So for Abaye, his suda was never kovei on yayin. He was never kovei yayin, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So for him, you don't say, well, it says Shabbos and Yom Tov, you only make one bracha. You know it's a svara. The svara is that I have that on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a different program. But my program is the same every day of the week. So for me, there's no difference between Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol in terms of kviyas and the yayin. As long as I sat down and I had in mind I'm going to have one cup, and then later I changed my mind, I need another bracha. Right? You don't say there's like an objective sudas Shabbos that automatically includes yayin. It's just a question of yudas.
He didn't come in asking him, assuming that even if you're nimlach, the halacha is objective.
Of course, right, that can't be. Go ahead. Okay, so now the Gemara has a question. All right, up to now it's fairly straightforward. But now the Gemara has a question. Let's say what? Let's say you have yayin in the middle of the meal, right? And that's your first cup of wine. All right, the kodam amazon lo bolem. So something happened. For some reason, the wine steward was late to the meal, so you didn't get your first cup of wine, right? And now your first cup of wine is in the middle of the meal. Okay, so obviously you make a bracha, but what's the question?
Mahu sheyiftar seyayin shalachar mazon.
But will that wine? The Mishnah only says yayin lifnei amazon, patas yayin shalachar mazon. What about if the first cup of wine I drink is besoch amazon? will that pater the yayin la'achar matzah? So why not? I mean, they're both bar pirak ofen, right?
You're saying that you should make a bracha on it in the middle of the meal if it's unexpected?
You definitely make a bracha in the middle of the meal because that's the first time you're drinking wine. Right? That's the case over here. You never drank wine before, and the first cup of wine is in the middle of the meal.
Right.
That's what Rashi says. The kodem amazon lo bolem, they didn't have wine before the meal. So now the question is, will I have to make a bracha again? We'll have to make a new bracha on the wine after the meal. Go ahead. What's the question? So maybe I'll answer it from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if I make a bracha earlier, I don't have to make a bracha later. So what's the difference if I made it before the mazon or during the mazon? I made the bracha earlier, so now I don't have to make the bracha later, right? Go ahead.
Mishum dezel lishdos bezel lishdos. Alahacha dezel lishdos bezel lishros. Lo. All
right, let's see Rashi. Very Rashi. Imtim Silomar, go ahead.
Lehavi raya mi mishnah seinu diksanei di yayin shalufnei mazon poter hashal achar mazon ein a raya.
So if you want to bring a raya that the yayin besocha mazon will pata the yayin chalachar mazon from the Mishnah, you want to bring a raya from the Mishnah, so there's no raya, because by the Mishnah they're both the same activity. The yayin lifnei mazon is a pure shasiya, and the yayin lachar mazon is a pure shasiya. Okay, but over here, of all besocha mazon, Lishros achila shebemeyav huba. The wine that you drink in the middle of the Suda is not purely for the shisiyah. It's to soak the food in your stomach. Okay? It helps the digestion. To soak the food in your stomach with the wine. Go ahead. Velo hayu regilin lishtos besocha suda ela ma'at lishros. Their minhag was that in the middle of the Suda, they wouldn't drink a lot. They would only drink a little to help the food, to help the achila. Okay? So now the question is, if I made a bracha on the yayin that was lishros, right, will that pater the yayin after the Suda, which is a real lishros? It's still a hard question to understand what the question is.
But here after still means the one that they had later, the dessert or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead. Oh, Dilma Loshna. So what's the question? It's very hard to understand this question.
That one possibility that you say that the Mishnah is not a raya because in other words it has to be that the only way to have that yayin is you're going to pot to the other one is if you set up a certain you have to set
program.
Up a fias of Shasiyah's yayin. But here, so like in the case of Shabbat Yom Tov or whatever, you have one before and one after. So then you have like two checks, you know, going on simultaneously. You have the kfiyas of yayin and the kfiyas of suda. But here, in order, since the yayin besoch hamazon functions for the meal, so you'll say that just it doesn't create its own kfiyas. That's just part of the kfiyas of the meal. Because it just gets wrapped up in the meal, since that's what it's functioning for that. So it's not, you can't, the other yayin that you're going to have later on, you can't say it's part of the kfiyas of yayin that I created before, because that thing was only functioned for a suda.
Okay. Let me just show you one thing. Take a look in this Tosfos, a big Tosfos, but take a look in the middle of this Tosfos, okay, on Varav Sheshes. You see by the Bach, that little thing above the Bach, right? Hagosa Bach? Apple P, yeah. So if you go up a few lines, it says, "Of a le'inyan liftor yayin shebesocha mazon." Right? See that?
Mm-hmm. What's the first row of the line?
Yamim.
Okay.
"Of a le'inyan liftor yayin shebesocha mazon sheregil slishdos vaday afilu b'shar yamim poter le'yayin shelifnei mazon." So Tosfos is saying the only question in the Gemara is if the yayin in the middle of the meal will pater the yayin at the end of the meal. But there's no doubt that the yayin before the meal will pater the yayin in the middle of the meal. Why? Alpha p dezer lishdos dezer lishros. So even though the Gemara says one is lishdos and one is lishros, maybe one can't pater the other. He's saying that's only in one direction. That's only if you're going to go from the lishros to the lishdos. but definitely from the lishdos to the lishros is good. Why? The ad kan lo yibaylon. The Gemara only asks elei lishros de lo chashiv mapik lishdos. The only question the Gemara is that since lishros is not chashiv, whatever that means.
Can you clarify lishros again?
Soaking. It means you're soaking the food. Right. You're just drinking it to soak the food. So the Gemara's only question is that since lishros is like an inferior kind of a drinking, it's not a real chashiv drinking, right? Will that pater the essential drinking at the end of the meal, right? But the other way is definitely good. Of a lishdos, the chashiv tvei, dainu yayin lifnei amazon, pshita the poter yayin, the lishros.
Right, so say that it's not that the two shasiyos have to have the same character. It's just you need a shasiyah that has the quality of being koveya yourself for a shasiyas yayin. So when you just drink it lishros, you're not koveya yourself for the activity of shasiyas yayin. This just functions as part of suda. So that's the question. Do you say that maybe the yayin should be so hamazon, since it functions in a way that's just mitzarif it to suda? So the yayin shall achar hamazon, not because it's a different activity, but just because the first one just became part of the kviyas of suda. But certainly Tosfos is saying if you had before lishdos, it's not a problem that later on it's lishdos and they're unrelated. It's because you did have a real shasiyah, so you already set up a track of a kviyas for a shasiyah yayin. So it doesn't matter that it's going to be lishdos.
So the question over here
is the sum of its parts, sort of the bracha.
You mean you can't be koveya yourself for shasiyah yayin when you're just using the yayin functionally.
Right.
For the achila, you can't say I'm doing an independent activity of sitting down and drinking yayin. Like Rashi says, Rashi makes the point that they would only drink a little bit of yayin, just functionally. It was really like a functional shasiyah. A functional shasiyah can't be its own activity. By definition, it's aiding something else. So it's only secondary to something else. You can't be koveya your own activity when you can't be koveya a secondary activity as a new essence, right?
Isn't it funny though that you make a bracha in the first place?
That's a good question, but that's what the Gemara says. You have no choice because it's chashuv. That we tried to explain once. That what?
No.
That it's gorim bracha l'asma. But the only thing is, Levi, it's a very compelling svar. The only thing is the machlokes of the Gemara. Right, it's machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kahana Amar Eina Poter. So it's a machlokas. So what's the side to say it will work?
It seems that the side is the tracks for almost that you're picking up in the.
But you're starting. But that's what they're saying. You can't start the track in an inferior place. You can't start the essential activity when it's just. Being when it's just a functional activity.
You're making a bracha on the.
You're making a bracha. It's true. You're making a bracha priya gafen, but not on the kviyas of shasiyas yayin. Yeah.
But it's more like you had the kviyas of shasiyas yayin, and you just sort of
you
missed it. That's the point. Meaning it's like. In truth,
the point. The point is that you didn't have a kviyas yayin. That's not the point.
Yeah, no, it's saying that really you had a kviyas yayin, but you just.
Really? What do you mean really?
You didn't.
What do you mean really? In a
I'm saying that there was no. There was like a plan to the meal.
I never heard really being applied to something that didn't really happen. Really, you had a kviyas yayin when you didn't have any wine. That's called in fantasy you had it, not in reality.
No. I'm saying that the plan of the theater, of the thing was to have the yayin, then have the meal, then have the thing. It so happens that just the first time you had the yayin happened to be in the thing, but the meaning like the design is still there.
So I'll ask you. So if I didn't have any wine, should I make an aleph gefen because I really had it?
You just have to do the holistic fiction tapes.
So then according to you, I don't need to make any beer gefen because I already started drinking it when I didn't in the beginning of the meal.
You have to make a bari priya gafen before you have the yayin.
I'm saying that
insofar as the bracha.
This is not my first shasiyas yayin, and I'm making a bari priya gafen here.
No. Insofar as the bracha, when you require a bracha, that comes whenever you're drinking the yayin. But insofar as whether or not you require it again, once you've already said the bracha, the question is just whether or not this already fits into a system, meaning whether or not it was already a part of the design of the meal.
Yeah, but this is so, the lishros. This is lishros.
I know. I'm saying that this...
It's fitting into the lishros. It's not fitting in to the essential kvias of shesias yayin.
But how much is it within the lishros? How much are you actually drinking?
Very little. That's what Rashi says. Rashi makes the point. He says, v'lo hayu regilim lishros p'soch hasuda ela ma'at.
So with the lishros, are you required to even say a bracha?
That's a good question, but that we say, because if it was any other drink, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Right. But yayin is a separate din and needs its own bracha. Right.
Even for such a little
amount. Even for such a little amount. Because once you need a bracha, you need any amount. Right. Are you want to think about this? Let's leave that question. Yeah. What are we doing next, though? Where should we go to? All right, let me see. I'll let you know.
We think of that.